was a golden day. It was a golden feast. And all the lowly crowds, they heard their decree. Oh, unto me.
It's Thursday, December 1st, 2011. I'm Ben Bowden, and this is the First Baptist Daily, a daily podcast aimed at the understanding and application of God's Word. Now, we have finally finished the book of Philippians. This has been such a good study for me. It's been very encouraging, and I hope it's been encouraging for you also. I think before we close Philippians, I think it would be wise and helpful to take one last look at the book as a whole. All right, I just want to kind of give an overview and a recap of this entire book. Now, the author was Paul. He was a Jew from the tribe of Benjamin, a Roman citizen from birth. He was raised in Galilee. He was a devout Jew, a zealous Jew, and a persecutor of Christians. He was actually on his way to persecute a specific people in a particular place called Damascus, but then God showed up. And he was converted on the road to Damascus by Jesus. From there, he became a traveling preacher, writer, and church leader. And he wrote this letter while imprisoned in Rome. Now, the recipient of this letter is, of course, Philippi, the church of Philippi. This city is located in northern Greece, nestled in a valley surrounded by mountains, and it was won in battle by Augustus. After that, it was rebuilt and populated by with Roman war veterans. It was a loyal Roman colony. Now, the church at Philippi was primarily composed of Gentiles. It was the first church in Europe founded by Paul. And boy, Paul just loved this church. They supported and partnered with him. They supported him, partnered with him in his missionary journeys. And they suffered confusion and persecution where they were. Now, the persecution came because they would not bow to the emperor. Worship of the emperor was required of Roman citizens and to advance in society. And so failure to do so was considered treason and punishable by job loss, imprisonment, beatings, and ultimately death. Now, they suffered confusion because of false teachers. There were those who taught that circumcision was required for those following Christ. This caused cultural and theological discord and disunity. They emphasized the external works of man rather than the internal work of God. So Paul comes along, and he straightens all this out. And he desires deeply to encourage the Philippians to live out their lives as citizens of heaven. And that's still true for us today. Perhaps the most important verse in this letter is chapter 1, verse 21, to live as Christ and to die as gain. This needs to be the signature verse of every Christian. Every breath is a gift. And each person only has a certain amount of breaths. Then it's over. All right. Our life is like a mist that appears for a little while and then it's gone. It's done. And there are no do-overs in life. So as we close this book, let us not close its message. I pray that there would be an awakening in our hearts, that we would be amazed at the majesty of Christ, seeing that He is what we are made for, and that in His presence is fullness of joy. And so we would be like Paul, and our hearts would cry out, we will not waste our lives. We're not going to do it. Only one life will soon be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last. So for me, to live as Christ and to die is gain. Christ is so much better than life that Paul says here that to lose everything this world can offer and to be left with Christ alone is gain. It's far better. So at this moment, let us plead with God that He would use us. It's a simple prayer, but just pray that, that He would use us. That He would use you. Don't waste your life living for retirement, living for ball games, living for the approval of man, living for that which does not last and that which does not matter. Live for Christ, man. Make a difference in this world for the kingdom of Christ. Take risk. Do hard things. Adopt babies. Do crazy things. Go to foreign nations. Go to your neighbor. Tell him about Christ. Knock on his door. Make it count. You've got just a few breaths, and then it's gone. Leverage your life to make much of Christ in all the earth. I'm Ben Bowden, and I'll meet you again tomorrow on the First Baptist Daily. I see an openness, but what I know